I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas. All right, now it's time to talk about the Kindergarten Simple Pitch. This is probably one of the most, everything's super important, right? This is super, super important because when we're talking about monster campaigns that can do a million a month or more, we're talking about mass traffic. Guess what? The mass group of people are basically half retarded. I'm just going to picture it like that. If you think that the customer is basically half retarded and needs to be spoken in kindergarten simple English, then this is really what's going to help you. This came from the idea of simplifying things and making it way, way easier for people to understand, for the mass market to understand. Most of the traffic is that buyers these days is like 40 plus. So it needs to be super kindergarten simple secrets for people to understand. So in order to get unique mechanisms down correctly and for all these products that I would sell, and in order to like make sure this was simple to understand, a simple idea for them to understand on getting from hell to the light in the tunnel into getting out is the kid. That's where the kindergarten simple pitch was born. And it's basically what you do here. And what I want you to do is we're going to test out the pitch, right? This is the pitch. We're going to test it. We're going to imagine that I like to imagine I'm talking to a 6-year-old, a child. You could also imagine that you're talking to a 70-year-old, a grandma, right? Someone who just can't fucking do a sentence. If the sentence is longer than the page, they don't remember what the first half of the sentence was. Like that's the frame that you kind of want to put this in. So we're dumbing it down to make it as simple as possible. So what I want you to do is go up. By the way, we just did this. I talked to a lot of people. I did a lot of affiliates, and I just had a group coaching call yesterday, and I realized there was a lot of other secrets that I had that these guys really wanted to know. So I just do research, talk to your customer. You're going to find ideas in here that are way deeper than ChatGPT, right? My stuff upgraded on a huge level just because I was able to dig deep and talk to my customers and talk to the buyers and really understand what they were kind of feeling, what was going on, and in their own words, pull out what was kind of happening. Something that ChatGPT still can't kind of do on the appropriate level. They can trick you to make you think like it's fucking amazing, but and there's still a lot missing that you won't know until you actually talk to your customers and kind of dig deeper. So here's what I want you to do. Go through the problems and just bold the stuff that you really love, right? The biggest ones, the ones that you think are the 80-20 pains and of the whole thing, right? Go through the root cause of the problem, go through the physical benefits and the emotional benefits, feeling fucking fulfilled when you crack this whole thing, inspiring others. So highlight the ones that you really, really love the most. And then let's copy it into the kindergarten simple pitch so that it's a much shorter, streamlined kind of pitch that we can kind of say here. Even this is super, super long, but this is a really solid start. So watch me here. This is what I want you to do. When you copy this in, I want you to imagine you're pitching this to a 4-year-old, right? I go, hey, listen, little kid. Listen, you're an affiliate. I get it. You know, life's amazing, but you know what? The next day it's fucking hell. iOS destroyed your campaigns, your products die, you don't know what to do, you're hitting this plateau, and you feel trapped and scattered, all these, and you wish you could build this big brand and exit, but you're frustrated and you're clueless, you don't know what to do, right? And you feel like none of your stuff you're doing is legitimate, and you're not really building this business. And if you don't crack this, you're going to end up being a mediocre kind of pussy in life, and you don't want that. It's like the kid's like, yeah, you kind of get me. So that was the first step. Do you internally feel like you cracked it there with the kid? Yeah, I feel like I got it. I understand that. Boom. All right. The reason this is happening, the truth is, your ads suck balls, right? Because if your ads are really good and you had world-class ads, you would be building a world-class brand and you'd be making money on day one, right? All of this is happening to you because you don't have a system and you don't really know how to make ads that are profitable on day one. You don't know how to crack the VSL thing. Yeah, that makes true, right? Because if you to double your high score, you just click duplicate ad set, spend twice as much money as you've ever spent tomorrow, and if the ROI stays the same, you just doubled your money, right? And the only reason why it doesn't is because people weren't convinced and they buy, right? That makes sense, right? That's it. Well, the solution is learning how to make VSLs that scale higher than any campaign, right? That's the mechanism. If you're profitable up day one, the solution is just taking this course and getting up to speed on everything I've learned to do $3 or $4 million a month 15 times. I've done $3 or $4 million a month like 15 fucking times now over that, right? I'm not even tracking anymore, right? I've done $100,000 a day 365 times. Fucking has happened, right? I've got the thing. You need to get up to speed on everything I've learned. Does that make sense? Yeah, it definitely makes sense. You see how the light in the tunnel connects there? This is a light in the tunnel. Like what you need, this is so important. I want you to pitch this to like a four-year-old and it has to make sense. You maybe ask somebody else, ask one of your teammates, be like, yo, does this make sense? Every time I'm sitting down, right? Every time I'm sitting down, you make sure that you do this. Like this, that's the most important part, right? Is cracking this whole thing. And then you have your ingredients like, oh yeah, here's where we're gonna do it. I'm gonna teach you the kindergarten simple pitch. I'm gonna teach you AOV closes, right? I'm gonna teach you brand. BSLs for brands, the lead Bible, celebrities and authority figures, how to edit the stuff, upsell secrets. These are all the things you're going to get up to speed on. If you're selling a supplement, these are all the ingredients you're going to put in there to help it. And if you're doing a course, this is basically a course. So you see how it's done. And all that's going to do is going to take you to the next level. You're going to double the most amount of money you've ever made in a month. You're going to build something you can exit. You're going to break through all those plateaus and ceilings and get to like the 500K, 1 million and beyond month levels. And you're going to have instant data to know what to do with your ads. But most importantly of all, you're going to feel fucking fulfilled, right? This is going to have, you're going to build something with meaning and you're going to feel like, you're a guy with some serious value that you're offering the world. You're gonna love it. Every dollar is a life change. You're gonna become this fucking savage businessman and a man of your word. You said you were gonna fucking do it and you did it, right? You're a badass and you're gonna show up to parties and you're basically gonna be the most interesting man in the fucking world because everyone's gonna just be crawling over you, drooling for just like information on how you can get. You can get there and you're going to love inspiring others. You're going to love that you can inspire others to get there and life's going to become easy. Your family's going to be proud of you and you're going to create this amazing kind of security. So bam, that makes a lot of sense, right? That's it. So we go from dark pitness to light in the tunnel to the feeling fucking fulfilled, the emotional win at the end of the day, right? This is the emotional stuff is where everybody really wants to get to at the end of the day. So they can buy dope leather jackets or travel, go to fucking Disneyland or do all the most amazing things that you want to do with your career, right? That's what we're doing here. So what I want you to do is make sure this is kindergarten simple to understand. Like, boom, 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 boom. This should even be shorter. I made this a little bit too long, but it's got to be kindergarten simple so a child could understand. One example, oh, your back hurts. Oh, because your spine is compressed. So if you hang upside down like a bat with this little fucking device, you'll release the spine and the pain will go away. Oh, that makes sense. I'll buy the product. Here's a big mistake that happened with the brand that was happening after, right? They were going to launch this brand. I'm not going to tell you the name, but the reason why I got out of the whole thing in the first place was because we wanted to sell a product that was topical based. It was plant-based skin cells for anti-aging, right? They found a fucking apple in Switzerland that, so here's the kindergarten simple pitch. Watch this. This is so important. Watch this. The pitch was, oh, you have fine lines and wrinkles on your face. That's really embarrassing and you're starting to lose your value. You feel like you're losing your value as a woman. Well, the reason you have fine lines and wrinkles is because you have these stem cells that are bubbling up on your skin cells. As a baby, it takes like 5 days for stem cells to create new skin cells. So you have these fresh, beautiful, soft, supple skin cells on the top of your skin, right? Sounds like it makes sense, right? That sounds like it makes sense. That sounds pretty legit, right? To me. Okay. Now, the problem is as you get older, it takes longer for your stem cells to create your skin cells. Everyone's shedding like a snake every single day. But if it takes 3 weeks for your skin cells to get to the surface, then now you have these really flaky, looky, dry, thin, transparent, crepey skin cells. And that's what you have all over for you. Okay, that makes sense. So if you can speed up the amount of time that it takes for your stem cells to create skin cells, you can get that fresh new skin that's going to make you look young and beautiful. Okay, boom. All makes sense. Does that sound like it would work? That sounds like it would work so far. Here's where the whole thing fucking falls apart, right? How do we do this? Well, scientists discovered this apple in Switzerland. I'm telling this fucking child. Well, scientists discovered this apple in Switzerland, and it's one apple, and it managed to regrow. And if you put, it has this amazing stem cells, and if you put this apple stem cells on your skin, it's going to cause your stem cells in your skin to bubble up faster and create new skin cells faster. Bullshit meter going off the rocker, right? Bullshit. That's what it kind of sounds like. Now, it takes a marketing guy to really understand this, but That whole entire brand, these guys worked on that shit for a year and it bombed, right? The whole thing kind of was an L. And I know somebody else who tried running this same thing, who tried running a similar angle, this fucking Apple in Switzerland, and it totally fucking bombed because nobody's going to believe that this Apple in Switzerland, if you put it on top of your fucking skin, it's going to help improve stem cells. I don't care what the studies say. The studies are bullshit made by the manufacturers, right, who are trying to sell this thing in the first place. So that was a huge mistake that happened to these guys. And, another group of people had this massive amount of inventory, some really famous guys in the space. They tried ripping it off and it didn't work. And they were like, you want to take this over? And I looked at it. And I was like, fuck no, I don't want to take that over. You guys aren't going to sell that for shit. You got to start from the ground zero. You got to do the kindergarten simple pitch to make sure that it sounds legit, right? To make sure that it is legit. You guys should be selling legit things. If you want to build a real brand that's going to be sold, sell legit stuff. And but that's it. But you put it to the test with the kindergarten simple pitch before you start writing this whole VSL, because that's the whole thing. We're going to take this pitch and weave it into a story with an authority figure, right? But it's still you're frustrated, you're stuck, you're frustrated. Here's the problem, here's a solution. Does that make sense? Does it sound like it could work? If it sounds like it could work, you got something on your hand. That's the most important. This is a critical piece of the puzzle that you have to get right. And with the kindergarten simple pitch, this is how you practice telling other people what you're pitching, right? To see if it makes sense. You have to have green light on the root cause of the problem. I feel like you fucking nailed it there. And you have to have green light on the root cause of the solution. Because, yeah, I think that could work, right? And then green light on the techniques. Oh, here's all the techniques. Here's all the ingredients. Here's all the course materials that's going to help you get up to speed or get the nutrients you don't have or whatever, right? Get your fucking e-commerce products, whatever. That kind of stuff. So that's it. So go through, fill out the kindergarten simple pitch part, and just make sure, warning, make sure you got the green lights and get this stuff crystal clear and easy to understand. It's the same sales pitch in every single niche, doesn't matter. And that's it. See you on the next video.